This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two, and today. Yeah, he's been doing things like, you know, parental things and family things. And, you know, I'll call him and be like, hey, geek, hey, listen, it's time for us to geek out.
Like, geek stout. Feel like I'm back in elementary school again. Yeah. Zeke the geek, Zeke the weak, Zeke the freak.
Were you as big in proportion to them as you are now?
No, but it was fun when I did grow to be a giant, and they're running into the same people that bullied me.
I was Fraidy Cat.
I can see that.
And then I got into the martial arts.
Well.
And then I became like a rabid Fraidy Cat. So anyway, that's all another story for another day. What's been going on with you?
Man, I have been running around the world ragged the past month. Just got back from the DEAC conference, which the DEAC is a Distance Education Accreditation Commission, which is our accrediting body for MGS Trade School. And it's kind of what helps, you know, if you get accredited, what that does, the accrediting body just kind of makes sure you are doing a legitimate school, right? Because there are a lot of for-profit colleges and schools out there that they're just in it for the money. They're scraping up all the money, and they're running off into the sunset. And the person that paid for it ends up with a poor education. Well, our accrediting body, the DEAC, comes in and says, no, you have to meet all of these standards. You know, you have to show marked improvement. You have to show all these different things financial-wise. You know, there's a reason why we're VA and GI Bill approved, is because we have to jump through a lot of hoops to make sure we're doing the right thing and not ripping people off. So, yeah, we had that conference. It was in Santa Fe, New Mexico, which, oh, my God, you want to talk about geeking out. That place is beautiful. Have you ever been?
I have not.
Oh, it's weird because I flew into Albuquerque, right? You know, home of Breaking Bad. And it's just kind of the desert, and the climb up to Santa Fe is very disguised. It doesn't look like you're going that high. It doesn't feel like you're climbing a mountain or anything like you do when you drive through the Smokies or the Rockies or anything like that, but it's the foot of the Rockies there. And, you know, I want to say it's like just under 8,000 feet in Santa Fe, and it's surrounded by the beginnings of the Rocky Mountains and all these old adobe buildings. And it's a small town to be the capital of New Mexico, too. That was another cool aspect of it. But it was just beautiful. It's just an amazing, amazing city, and had fun there. I did get out and try to run a little bit and thought I was having some weird lung asthma something reaction until I remembered, oh yeah, I'm at 8,000 feet. There's not a whole lot of oxygen here. So yeah, that was a good time. And learned a lot because, you know, part of being accredited is knowing the accreditation standards. And so I had to learn a lot of stuff in these classes, but, you know, just making MGS better and better and better every chance I get.
The times I've been in Las Vegas, because, you know, everywhere over here, we got grass, we got trees. You go to Las Vegas, rocks. They got trees, but, I mean, nobody has grass. But at the same time, the air is so clean there and so dry. And I have the last time I was there, I was just going, oh my God, I enjoy breathing here. And then I came back and I had COVID.
Yeah.
But that's probably due to the airplane, I would think. Although I'm not sure, you know, airplanes actually have scrubbed air in them, so I don't know where I caught it, but I caught it, and it's over, and I don't want to linger too much on it. But yeah, the bad thing about the stuff out west is it's so their politics are just so bad. It'd be such a pain for somebody like me or you to live there.
Yeah, I think it just depends on where you live. Santa Fe felt a little more artsy community, so. When I was out in public, the conversation of guns never even really came up. If it did, I'd speak my truth.
Right.
But it just never came up. But I think Albuquerque has a little more pro-gun vibe down there. Could be totally wrong. You may get emails upon emails from fans in Albuquerque going, he's crazy. But it's just funny that, you know, you're going out west. The old west, wild west.
Yeah.
And, you know, where gun culture kind of flourished, and now it's not. So, except in Arizona. Arizona is pretty pro-gun. And most of Nevada is, too. So, I don't know.
Except for the governments.
Except for the governments.
Yeah, except for the governments. So that's the big issue. But by the same token, I do like the traveling thing. I just don't know how much of it I'm going to get to do now. But did you go to the NRA annual meeting?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
This is the first one I have not attended in over 10 years.
And you didn't go. Why?
Last year we had a booth and we spent a ton of money.
Right.
So we weren't going to do it again this year just because there weren't a lot of people that attended.
Right.
So we didn't get the traction that we wanted to get, as a school. This year, I don't know. I could have gone. I didn't have my kids that weekend. I could have just drove up, but it just, I don't know. I just, you know, when you get a gut feeling, but you don't have a pointed fact on why you had that gut feeling, that I just didn't want to go. You know, it wasn't like, I'm sad. I don't feel like going. It wasn't anything weird. I just was like, you know what? I think I'm going to stay home.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't go this year. And it, from what I have seen, it was a weird occasion simply because in the election, some of the people that I would never have thought would have been elected in years gone by got elected to the board of directors.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Interesting.
It is interesting. Now, we're...
And without naming names, why did you feel like they never would have got elected?
I just didn't think, name recognition would have been a thing. One of them actually is a very good activist, Rick Ector. Very, very active activist out there. Does a lot of splendid things. He should have been on their board a long time ago. But, you know, a few others of them, I look at them and I'm just like, okay, so what are you going to do anything? Because to me right now, it's sort of like trying to bail water out of a sinking ship, the NRA, until they right themselves. I don't, you know, it's being a member of the board, especially the board is coming under legal scrutiny because they're being accused of not overseeing the funding and everything of NRA, and they're not allowed to oversee it.
Right.
And then you got people volunteering to be on the board, and it just defies. I guess it looks awful good on a business card or something. I don't know. I don't know why anybody would want to be a board member of the NRA right now. So anyway. Coming up,
if they feel like they can make a difference.
Well, we're coming up on the break. We can expand on this when we get back. We're coming up on the break. MGS Trade School. Here, you can learn a trade. You can learn a new way of making money, a new profession. And it's not going to be really expensive. I mean, a decent used car would pay for three of these classes.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, when you leave out of there, you are not in a bunch of debt. You are actually in a very good position to start earning some money. We'll be right back talking to Zeke Stout. This is Lock and Load. Science Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. We are geeking out with Zeke Stout. I got a question for you now. In Tennessee is a permitless carry, constitutional carry. What do they call it there?
Constitutional carry. Yeah.
And what are the criteria for this to be legal in Tennessee in order to constitutionally carry?
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, hang on before I say something. I think they just lowered the age, which was a little weird to me. Lowers age of carry. actually, it was always 21, and then it dropped it to 18. Volunteer state, those are ages 18 to 20, can now carry a handgun without a permit. Interesting.
Yeah.
That's really, I mean, law-abiding citizen, non-felon, and now 18, you can carry into the state.
Now, what is in Tennessee, you got Memphis, you got Nashville. Outside of Memphis and Nashville and your major cities, what is crime like in these cities? Because right now in my state, they're considering permitless carry / concealed. And it's astounding how many of them don't even know what they're talking about. But one of the things that keeps getting brought up is there's more crime in permitless carry states than in others.
I think that's bonk. I'd like to see official stats. And here's the thing. I wouldn't consider any of those statistics valid until there's at least 5 years of study data on it, right?
Right.
You can't just, I mean, we've had permitless carry in Tennessee for, I think, less than a year. I think it started last year, maybe a year before, so 2 years at the most. And, you know, how are you going to make that judgment call right off the bat? You know, I guess you could see a little bit of statistic lowering in crime or raising in crime because of it, but I don't know. I think criminals were carrying regardless of there's a permit or not a permit.
Right.
So I think that's goofy to think that. As far as crime in Tennessee, Nashville's not too bad, getting worse, but not too bad. That's just coming from the growth. Knoxville's, you know, really low. Chattanooga's a little rougher. Memphis, where I live, is probably the roughest. Not just in Tennessee, but in the entire country. The FBI dubbed us the most dangerous city in America a couple of years ago.
Right.
Not the murder capital, but just crime rates nuts. Car theft here is, I heard a stat the other day where there's 1,000 cars a month getting stolen in Memphis. That's not a freakish, you know, bunch of kids joyriding. That's like a racket. You know, there's some weird stuff going on with that. But yeah, I mean, the permitless carry thing, here's the thing. Am I all about non-infringement and Second Amendment? Absolutely. 100%. But I also know there are laws in place that I have to obey because guess what? I'm a law-abiding citizen. And when we got constitutional carry in Tennessee, you know what? It has been 2 years because this happened about a year and a half ago.
Right.
But when we got constitutional carry in Tennessee, I didn't renew my carry permit. I thought, oh, I'm good. Well, guess what? I got pulled over in Arkansas. And thank God the cop was cool because I do what I always do. I always put my hands at 10 and 2, and in my right hand I have my carry permit and my driver's license. So when they come to the window, you know, they can see my hands. And as soon as I hand them those permits and that license, I tell him I have a loaded firearm at my 4 o'clock. A lot of people listening right now are probably throwing their arms up. You don't have to do that. That's non-constitutional. I'm trying to make this cop see me as a non-threat. I'm trying to ease his mind because cops, when they're walking up to the window, they think they're going to get shot and killed every single time. So I'm trying to help diffuse some of that because I've got long hair and I've got tattoos and I usually, you know, rock a t-shirt and jeans. You know, in some people's minds, I look like a criminal, right? But anyway, so I try to disarm him and, you know, do that. Well, he looked at my permit. He goes, you know, it's expired. And I was like, yeah, I've got constitutional. And then it hit me. Oh, crap. Constitutional carry only covers me in Tennessee. And he kind of laughed because he saw my reaction. He was like, well, because you need to go ahead and renew it if you're going to carry in other states. I was like, yes, sir. I am sorry. I actually work in the gun industry. I should have known that. But I was so excited about the ruling that, you know, I just rocked it out. It's constitutional carry. But that's one thing. If you live in a state that has constitutional carry, if you travel out of state, make sure you still have your permit. Because state will recognize your permit, but states won't recognize your state having constitutional carry. So you got to remember that aspect of it all. So, did I lose you?
No, I'm just thinking about this because I talked to one of my state senators about this, and I was amazed. He told me, we need some stats to go by to show that guns aren't that bad. I'm like, how on earth did you, I'm just thinking to myself, how on earth did you get elected to this office? What are you talking about? You don't know any stats. What are you, I mean, goodness gracious sakes alive.
Yeah. Well, and this statement that inanimate objects are not good or bad is a weird fallacy in and of itself. I mean, yes, is a gun a tool designed to kill? Absolutely. That's what it's designed for. But it's still an inanimate object unless a human does something to it to make it do something criminal.
Right.
If a criminal act is complete with it. But when people say guns aren't bad or guns are bad, I'm just kind of like, even on our side, you know, for me to say guns aren't bad is weird to me because it's an inanimate object. Guns can be used to do bad. Yeah, absolutely. But the inanimate object itself is not bad. How can something that is a non-living entity be good or bad?
I know. But, I mean, you know, the other thing that sort of stunned me about this is that, you know, I started telling him some things like most violent crime doesn't even have a gun, right? There's more 82% of violent crime doesn't involve a gun. And all the stuff that I was telling him, none of that seemed to matter or anything. Coming up on the next break, though, and we'll continue this when we get back. I got a new thing to tell Mr. Stout about that he might geek out about. Maybe he won't. I don't know. But in the interim, you should think very seriously about MGS Trade School. If you are interested in being a gunsmith of any type, and I don't even know how many types there are. Maybe we talk about that, too, in the next segment. This is where you go to start the journey. It is an inexpensive journey. It is a comprehensive journey. And when you come out on the other side, well, you're going to be on the starting point of the gun industry is growing. No matter what you may read in the news, no matter what, despite all the political nonsense that goes on, the gun industry is growing exponentially. And with all of these new gun owners out there, there's going to be a bunch of new people with new problems, and there's going to be a need to service these people and take care of their weapons for them. And here it comes. Here comes that entryway into it. And that's at MGS Trade School, mgs.edu. We'll be right back.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News update. The manhunt continues for 24-year-old Deion Patterson. He's accused of killing one person and shooting four others in a Midtown Atlanta hospital where this doctor works.
All he knew was that they heard a number of gunshots from upstairs on the 11th floor. And when the elevator well came down from that floor, there was a pool of blood.
Police say Patterson may have carjacked a vehicle and fled the scene. That car has been found abandoned. Another rise in interest rates is coming. The Federal Reserve announced they are raising rates 0.25 percentage point. It will be the 10th rate hike in a row. New York has become the first state to ban gas stoves. A new law will outlaw natural gas and other fossil fuels in most new buildings, including gas stoves and furnaces and propane heating. Lawmakers hope the move will force people to use more climate-friendly appliances like induction stoves and heat pumps. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And welcome back. I am geeking out with Zeke Stout as we're going along. I think I have a new carry gun, Zeke. I know that's a surprise to you.
No.
Although, see, here's the thing. This was quite the little adventure, if you will. So one day I went to the range and I had three handguns to shoot. I had an FN 509 compact tactical, which is a nice little gun. I had a Walther PVP. Full size, which is a very nice gun. And then I had a Chambers Custom 1 of 10 numbered pistol that was actually designed to be part of a Knights Armament package.
Okay.
That was a $10,000 handgun.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was compensated. It had been massaged assiduously. It was definitely something else. And, compared to any other gun, that gun blew everybody away, and I shot all three guns on the same day.
You know, when we're talking about guns, we probably don't need to say that gun blew everybody away.
Yeah. Yeah. So, with that, when I got home, you know, I was just thinking, wow, that Walther was really snappy. That FN was really snappy. Actually, it wasn't really snappy. Neither one of them were that snappy. They were just not compensated and didn't have 100 hours of gunsmithing work on.
Sure.
So I decided to give them a second look, and the PDP for me, the grip on the PDP, that is the best grip out of the box I've ever tasted, you know? Have you ever handled one of those?
Yeah, and I've always liked the Walther grip angles and the feel of Walthers. I like that steeper grip angle versus the Glock, even though I carried Glock for years.
Right.
It feels more comfortable in my hand. So, yeah, I would agree with you on that.
So, I'm sticking that out there, and I'm shooting with it at the range, and I was a little stunned simply because it was so good. and I had the FM 509. I got another one of those again. And I also, I've taken a gun out that I was given by one of the listeners. A listener gave me a PO7, a CZ PO7. So that was quite nice, and I was shooting those and everything. And the Walther just convinced me if I'm going to have a gun out of the box, that'd probably be the one I would carry.
So nothing tweaked at all. It's just stuck.
Well, it had a optic on it.
Okay.
And it has a flashlight on it. But nothing else.
Yeah, I wouldn't care. That's more accessory.
Yeah.
Than, you know, gunsmithing and tweaking to it. You know? Like if you said it had a comp or if it had lightning cuts or something like that, then I'd be like, but yeah, I mean, stock there. I have not got to play around with them much. I have held them and shot them, and then they're pretty fantastic in my mind, but I haven't. It's been a lot of time. You know, I think I put maybe like 2 magazines through one.
Well, the gun itself, I mean, you don't really need to do anything to the gun as far as I could tell. Maybe some springs or maybe some sort of a trigger job, but the trigger is so good.
Yeah.
I can't imagine why you would do a trigger job. Now, I've gotten comments in the I posted it on YouTube, and I've gotten comments about how the PDPF has a better trigger or the PDP PD Pro has a better trigger. And I, you know, for me, I, you know, when I go get a gun, or if I get a gun sent to me, I don't get out there and go, oh, they sent me just a plain one.
Right, correct.
Because some things, once you get to a certain point, right, I kind of think some things are just adding very minor percentage points to it. And those are very expensive percentage points, without a doubt. But
oh, absolutely.
That part of it, it sort of muddles up the whole soup for me when I get out there and I'm like, oh, this doesn't have the PDP PD Pro trigger. So, anyway. Interestingly enough, the thing I like about the trigger part of the PDP is that is the same kind of trigger setup as the Timney trigger that is modified by Terran Tactical in their Copperheads.
Okay.
Because it when you pull it, it's not a dead trigger that stays in the back. It pops forward.
Nice.
So when you're eyeballing the gun, you have to look at it, make sure you don't have a round chambered in it, because you cannot tell it by the trigger being back.
Gotcha.
So anyway, that's the new thing. I'm sure that is a shocker to you that I have a new carry gun, and I have four staccatos inbound, and I don't know when they're going to get here, but I'm pretty sure that's going to muddle up that thing, because one of them is going to be the Staccato CS.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
Very nice. Yeah, I'm still rocking the macro, the SIG 365X macro. But, I have run into an issue, and as I've Googled it, I am seeing that it is an issue across the board. Back around the rear sights and the screws that hold on the optic plate.
Right.
I am getting a ton of rust.
A ton of what?
Rust.
Rust.
Like burnt orange brown rust. And as I've Googled, I'm seeing a lot of people are having the same issues. Now, here's the weird thing. When I clean it up and oil it up, there's no damage. There's no, like, pitting or anything like that. But the fact that it's coming from screw areas bothers me, because that's what's holding things in. How did they just, you know, skimp out on screws, and that's what's rusting? Because it doesn't seem like it's coming from the slide at all. I'm seeing a lot of rust. And the first time I did it, I cleaned it up, and I'm like, I'm a Texas fan, right? So I wear burnt orange clothes all the time. At one point, I had a newer burnt orange hoodie on. I'm like, well, maybe it's just like the material sloughing off, and it's on the gun, and that's what it, well, no, when I cleaned it up, about a week later, I look down, and sure enough, there's more rust. So, that's an interesting predicament I found with my macro.
Yeah. So, what are you finding out? What are they saying about it online?
Just a lot of people saying that they're having the same issue. It's not hurting the functionality of the gun. They still love the gun. But it's just kind of like, what's up, Sig? Did you skimp out on buying decent screws, or what's the deal? Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know if it's anything they'll ever fix either.
Well, here's the thing that, and I found this with, I see analogs with other companies that do other things. With Sig, it seems like to me that they put out a lot of guns, but they have issues and then they never fix them.
Yeah.
They fix them as they come along.
Unless it's gun case, like the 320 drop safety issue.
Right. So
they fix that one pretty rickety.
Yeah, but I mean, did you ever try one of those guns after they fixed it?
Well, I've got a couple of them. I think they fixed it.
Do you does the rear end of the top of the slide rise up when you pull the trigger?
Not that I've noticed, not.
Both of mine that I sent to them did that, and I sold both of those as soon as I got them. So, anyway, and I'll tell you, we don't have the time to get into it. We'll talk about this when we get back. It's not going to be a SIG. I don't like beating up on one company, but if I observe something, anyway, so... MGS Trade School, that's where Zeke works. That's what Zeke does. That's where he's out there creating and helping people. He creates new gunsmiths, which we can't have enough of those that actually know what they're doing. That's a very elite group of people that actually know what they're doing, the fundamentals, which is what it teaches. And, well, you know, that's just, it's just absolutely the only way to get that kind of an education if you want it the right way. And you don't want to be broke when you do it again, when you get done doing it. And you can check that out at mgs.edu. Every part of the pathway is there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back. I am talking to Zeke Stout. We are geeking out with Zeke Stout. We were just there's a thing that has occurred with his beloved Sig Macro, and see, with the my problem with Sig, all of their problems seem to stem from their striker fired guns. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Trying to keep up with the Joneses, kind of, maybe. But I just don't think Pete Sig is a company that would have rushed into it too much, though.
Well, but
just to keep up with.
But I mean, okay, so like my issue that happened with Sig, happened with the Sig M18, a military designed pistol, but it had the curved trigger on the FCU, which they know. They told me when I called that this is a known issue with the curved triggers. Now, they know the issue with the curved triggers, and they've never, you know, if you contact them and say, hey, I've got this thing happening with my curved trigger on my FCU, they will tell you, well, just send it in, we'll fix it. Instead of just send it in, we'll replace it. And what happened? What happened is that when I pulled the trigger on this, now, this was not the gun firing itself or anything. I pulled the trigger on it, fired one time, and the trigger stayed back. It didn't reset at all. It was just froze. After I lubed it a little bit, I could push it forward with my finger. It never got unsticky and unratchety, right? So
right.
I called them up. They're like, oh, yes, the curved trigger. Yes, you're going to have to send that the entire gun in. So I sent the entire gun in, and as they're telling me this, I'm talking to the rep and everything, and I'm like, I'm never going to carry this gun again. So they fixed it, and as soon as I got it back, I sold it. I sold 4 SIGs that day.
Wow.
So, I mean, and like what you're talking about, and this reminds me of, have you ever shot video with a Sony A7 series camera?
No, I haven't.
So the A7 series is a genius camera, and they have one for, so they have like the standard camera that everybody can use. They have the camera with a very high pixel count, and they have for the serious photographer, and then they have a camera with very big pixels on it, so it almost sees in the dark for video.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out with one called the A7 S3, which everybody was waiting for 7 years, you know, for the next iteration of that to come out, because it's the one that sees in the dark. It's only 12 megapixels, but it shoots unbelievable video. For 4K, you only need 8 anyway. Well, then they kept coming out with the other cameras. Then they came out with a camera that had everything this camera had, plus other stuff. And instead of taking that camera, which was when it came out, it was the flagship, instead of taking that and doing a firmware update and giving it some of these features that, you know, something like the AI stuff and everything, that was part of the chip, but I mean, there were some other things they could have done with a firmware update. They're just letting it sit out there. So you got a bunch of people who spent $4,000 on what was a flagship camera, and they still it's still the same price. And on the other hand, you can buy this $2,000 camera, and it has all the stuff plus more. It doesn't have like the dual card slot, and that's what reminds me of Sig. It's like they cannibalize their own base of their own customer base by getting out there and pushing some stuff out there, and then they make it your responsibility for fixing the things that they know are broke. They tell you they're broke. They tell you that they know they're broke. And you got
to pay.
Yeah, yeah. That does. And I mean,
sorry you paid a lot for this item, but you got to fix it.
Yeah, you got to pay more to get it fixed if you want it fixed. So, I mean, as far as the actual geometry of the gun and everything, I think it's splendid. I can draw a face on a target with a P320, but I don't trust it now. I can't carry it if I don't trust it.
That's the unfortunate side of the gun world. There's been guns that I still have in my safe, but there's no way in the world I would carry them. I love them. They're beautiful. They're fun to shoot. But if in one magazine I'm having 2 to 3 malfunctions each time, this is just going to be a safe point, you know. I don't trust it to protect my life.
Well, I don't. First of all, I don't have a gun safe. I have a 700-pound rolling lockable toolbox.
Mm-hmm.
If they get that out of the house, they have done something. It's upstairs. Yep. Anyway, having said that, I don't have any gun. If it doesn't function, if it's not a gun I'm going to carry, it's gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't have any safe queen?
No.
Really?
If it is not a gun that I'm not going to carry, it does not have some sort of purpose, it's out of there.
What if the purpose is taking a 500 Magnum to the range and waiting until everybody's reloading and then ripping one off and making them jump 20 feet in the air?
That's enough of a purpose to keep it. That's enough of a purpose
okay.
to keep it. Yeah.
Just making sure.
Yeah. I don't own one of those, but I do have a 357 that never goes anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if I ever go back in the woods again, I'm going to carry that.
There you go. Yeah, I had a 500 Magnum, and that was pretty much the only use I had because we don't have Grizzlies here unless you talk about the NBA game in Memphis. We've got the Memphis Grizzlies, but you know, other than that, we don't have Grizzly Bears that I need to take down. So,
yeah, that's my thing. I'm not interested in going out there and being a meal for a bear or Bigfoot.
Well,
all of my stuff is geared towards Bigfoot.
My family would not hurt you. I'm telling you.
I'm not talking about your family.
Bigfoot. You said Bigfoot. Yeah.
I'm Sasquatch.
My nickname is Squatch. Yeah. So.
I've never heard anybody call you that. Who calls you that? Nobody calls you that to your face.
That was my nickname on Talking Lead. That was the nickname I got when I rode motorcycles. It's always just kind of been Squatch. So
yeah.
It stuck.
I've never heard that. Even when I talked to Coleone, he didn't mention that. Does Coleone call you
No, he just calls me Z. Or that tall guy.
Well, I mean, there's that. There's that, I guess. Anyhow. But do you have a big caliber? So, like, is your 500 Magnum, is that your Bigfoot gun?
Well, I don't have it anymore.
Oh.
Now the largest caliber that's not a rifle would be 45. Well, unless you consider my Taurus Judge with the 410 shotgun. I mean, yes, it's a larger bore. But probably 45 ACP. It's the largest caliber I have, pistol-wise.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the largest caliber I have right now is 10 millimeter.
I don't have a 10 millimeter. Shot a lot of them. Never have them.
10 millimeter for me, that is the... I love 10 millimeter. It's a little bit bigger. It is a little bit heavier. Otherwise, I'd carry it day in and day out.
Is it snappier?
It is easier to shoot than
really?
Than 40 caliber.
No, okay. Gotcha.
And I prefer it to 45 ACP.
I've heard that a lot from a lot of people.
I don't know. It just seems like I can have three or four pieces of brass at 10 millimeter in the air at one time.
Nice.
And what I have found about 10 millimeter, if you want to have the best 10 millimeter experience and you like the Glock 20 platform for that, put a Poly 80 lower on it because it's a reduced grip. It's a better angled grip and it shoots better.
Gotcha.
So, you know, there's just that little bit of stuff. Geeking out with Zeke Stout. We try to do this whenever I can get him here and he's not doing things like with his family or something. I'll be like, hey, Geek, do something with me. But Bill, I'm doing family stuff. I'll be like, you, Geek. But he does it anyway. But you can catch him at MGS Trade School and here as often as we can get him here with the Geek Out part. MGS.edu. If you are looking to reinvent yourself, Here is the pathway to start that. Thank you very much for joining me today.
You are very welcome.
We got hour number three inbound. That whole part about MGS Trade School, I look at people every day with $250,000 of student debt. MGS Trade School, you got a new trade, and you owe about $5,000.
Not too shabby at all.
Not too shabby at all. There's people that have more credit card debt for Nordstrom's than that. And they don't have a new trade out of it. MGS.edu. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.